Hey guys, it's GBD here, giving you a little Tokyo Game Show update. Tonight I went to the EA Tokyo Showcase, where they had a press briefing, and then they had a room set up where you could play some of their games. So I will now proceed to tell you what I saw. Well, first of all, at the briefing, they showed a bunch of stuff. They showed first they showed My Garden for the Nintendo 3DS, which... I don't have much interest in. They basically said that flowers make good subjects for 3D, so that's why they decided to go that route. Next, they showed a game called Create, which looked a lot like a Little Big Planet versus Scribblenauts, kind of. It's coming out for basically every platform. It's funny because I remember Michael Pachter a couple months ago said that companies are going to stop making games like this where you can do a lot of creation on your own, because it makes the gameplay too long and it stops you from buying new games. But companies still are making games like this, apparently. Then they showed EA MMA, which I guess looks good if you're into mixed martial arts. I don't know if it's... my kind of thing, but it seemed to look good. After that, they showed off Dead Space Extraction, which is coming to the PS3 limited edition version of Dead Space 2. It's the only way you can get it. It's the HD remake of the Wii game, on-rail shooter with move support. It also has drop-in, drop-out co-op, and you don't need to use Move to play it. You can use a regular DualShock controller. It looked good. Looked nice and gory, and obviously a lot better than the Wii version. After that, they brought out Suda51 from Grasshopper, who was showing off the game that he's been supposedly working on for a long time. Been in development for a very long time, and finally they've shown something on it. It's called Shadows of the Damned. They're calling it a psychological action thriller, and I don't know, they showed a trailer at the end. They showed a lot of screenshots and they showed a trailer. Looks okay. Didn't look like it was going to be that big of a hit, but I don't know, we have to wait till we see more about that. And then after that, they let us go into the arcade room there, where they had a lot of games set up, and I played them. First, I played Battlefield Bad Company 2, the Vietnam add-on pack. This is the first time that they were letting people play the game, and I played a full round of that. And it's, you're looking for more Battlefield, it's more Battlefield. It's four new maps, and it's a whole new progression system, weapons, all that good stuff. But really, it's just more Battlefield. I don't think you're going to see anything new in there, besides the weapons and the vehicles. If you're expecting, new gameplay elements and things like that, you're going to be disappointed. If you're just looking for more Battlefield, you will be happy. It's coming out this fall. There's no price announced yet for that. And, I like it. I'm going to buy it because I like Battlefield. So I'm definitely in for that. I also played Need for Speed Hot Pursuit, which is being developed by Criterion, the guys who made Burnout, and it does feel a lot like Burnout with cops and robbers. The mode I played was called Hot Pursuit, and there was one team of cops and one team of illegal street racers. And the cops have to take out all the street racers before they reach the finish line, and the street racers, it's your goal to finish first. Really a lot of fun, looks great. I'm looking forward to that. Now that I'm sort of back into cars again, at least, looking at them. I also got to play Bulletstorm. And Bulletstorm, it's a first-person shooter. The hook is that you score points by doing, crazy kill moves. So you have, this electric whip that you can grab people and pull them towards you, Scorpion, get over here style. And then, you can shoot them in the nuts and you get points for that. Looks kind of cool. It's being developed by Epic. And what else did I play? I think that's it. Oh, they also showed off the new Alice game from American McGee. They showed that. And it looks pretty promising. So...